Welcome to the Social Photo Podcast, covering the latest social photography info and commentary. And now your hosts, Aaron Hockley and Liza Danger Gardner.
Greetings and welcome to the Social Photo Podcast. This is episode number 20, being recorded on April 15th, 2010. I'm your host, Aaron Hockley from socialphototalk.com. My usual co-host, Liza, is tied up with some other commitments this week, so she isn't with us, so you're stuck with me. How do you like that introduction music and voiceover that we had there? If you heard last week's episode, that was probably the first time that you heard that. I was really happy with how that turned out. I used a podcast and kind of web publishing production service called Strangelove Live Productions, and the folks over there did a great job of finding some music, recording the voiceovers, and getting it all put together. So if you've got an idea of maybe doing some audio work or any sort of kind of web broadcasting, whether it's audio or video, definitely check out the folks at SLL Productions. I'll be sure to include a link to that in the show notes. So what's been going on this week? In the social media world, probably the biggest thing that's going on is that Twitter's had a big conference called Chirp this week down in the Bay Area. And it's primarily a software developer-focused conference, but what's come out of Chirp are some interesting facts about Twitter, as well as a glimpse at where Twitter will be headed in the future. And let's start off by just recapping some interesting Twitter facts that we learned this week. These are kind of interesting from the standpoint of, you know, how popular is Twitter, how is it really used, and things like that. So Twitter has over 105 million registered users. There's 300,000 new people signing up every single day. And about 60% of those people are coming from outside of the United States. From those 105 million registered users, they're receiving about 180 million unique visitors per month. So there's a bigger audience coming to Twitter than is registered for Twitter. 75% of Twitter traffic comes from third-party applications. So these are people that are using Twitter not via the web. They're using an application such as TweetDeck or Tweety or Seismic Desktop or some other client application to access and interface with Twitter. It's been interesting to know there are 600 million search queries on Twitter every day. So 600 million times per day somebody is searching for information on Twitter. There's over 100,000 different Twitter applications, although there's certainly only a few that are very popular. Those Twitter applications that access it use an API, which is an application programming interface, and it's basically a programmatic way for a third-party application to get data from Twitter. Twitter gets 3 billion requests per day through that API. And 37% of the active Twitter users are using their phone to tweet. I pulled these statistics from a blog post on ReadWriteWeb, which covers technology news. And it's really just interesting to look at how big Twitter is. I mean, when you look at things like there's 600 million search queries happening and that there's, you know, over 100 million people on Twitter, that's probably a location and a service where you want to be as a photographer. I'll link up the full set of these statistics from the show notes, but I thought that was interesting. One of the other interesting things that came out of the Chirp conference and is there's still a lot to be determined is that Twitter will now have advertising. They're calling them promoted tweets, and initially it's going to be rolled out on the Twitter search results page, a lot like when you do a search on Google, you see a little bit of advertisement, a sponsored spot up at the top of the search results. Twitter is going to do something similar. A lot of the details are still to be found out, but that's something that will be coming out. People have wondered how Twitter was going to make money and how advertising might play into that, and we're starting to see the beginnings of that. The other thing that has come out is that Twitter is going to start attaching metadata to tweets. I'm recording this on Thursday, April 15th, and this is just coming out today with very few details being known. But essentially, along with, you know, the tweet message and, you know, who sent it, there'll be this kind of optional package of other data that can come along. So that might include, you know, location information. It could potentially, for photographers, this might be interesting, could potentially include some sort of photographic information or links to photographic information. We're going to start seeing, for lack of a better term, richer tweets with more data than just 140 characters of text. So it'll be very interesting to watch that space and see how that develops. On to a topic other than Twitter. We talked extensively about the iPad last week. I did want to point out a short little video I posted earlier this week talking about what's my favorite iPad photography application. If you haven't already got it, go grab the Guardian Eyewitness application. This is from the Guardian newspaper over in the United Kingdom. And it's kind of a daily photo application in that they publish one high-resolution, really beautiful photo from their paper each day. But along with that, they have caption information. The cool thing is they then publish a photography tip that relates to the image. They've partnered with Canon, and for each image there's some sort of tip about, you know, a technique the photographer used or something about the composition or the lighting. It's a great learning exercise and experience is to check out these great photos as well as read the tips. So I'll link that from the show notes, or you can just go to the iTunes store and search for Guardian Eyewitness. The last thing I wanted to touch on this week is just kind of a subject that's good advice and advice that I think people need to get reminded of every once in a while as they're looking at what to do with social media and where should you be in social media and where should you be spending your time. Ultimately, you should be spending your time and devoting your efforts to wherever your clients are. And there's no one single answer for that. It depends on, you know, what type of photographer you are, what style of photography you do, what clientele you usually work with. So let me give you a few concrete examples. If you are a senior portrait photographer, you do senior pictures for high school students, you need to be on Facebook because that's where they are. And you're going to find that by being on Facebook and by being a Facebook-friendly photographer so that your packages include things like the ability for your clients to share their photos on Facebook, or better yet, have you share their photos on Facebook, and they can tag themselves and their friends will all see that, you're going to gain a lot of referral and word-of-mouth business. The same thing applies to wedding photographers, especially if most of your clients are kind of the, for lack of a better term, the typical brides who are, I'd say age, 20 to 28 who are getting married. And that group is on Facebook. They probably got onto Facebook while they were in college or high school, and that's where they are as well. So you need to be on Facebook. On the other hand, if you're doing like high-end corporate report or executive headshot type photography, Facebook may not necessarily be the biggest place you need to focus on unless you're working with like tech companies that are really into that. Your time will be spent perhaps focusing on business-to-business social networks. So instead of, social networks where people go out to hang out with their friends, you may be looking at more professional services, maybe even things like LinkedIn or BizNick or other services like that where you can aim at a more professional audience. As far as being on Twitter, it's good to have a presence on Twitter. Look at who you connect with on Twitter and decide if that is the right place for you to be. Speaking for myself, I do a lot of photography work for tech companies and people that are involved with the tech scene in the area that I live in. And those people are all on Twitter. There's a very vibrant Twitter community amongst the tech scene in my area. And so I've gained a lot of business by being on Twitter, interacting with people, sharing my work, and so on. If that's not the case for your industry, for your niche of photography or the area that you're in, it may not make sense to spend as much time on Twitter as I do. Look at who are your clients. Where are they hanging out? Where are they spending time? And make your decision on where to spend your time based on that. That's going to wrap it up for this week. In closing, if you have any feedback, as always, feel free to drop an email to podcast@socialphototalk.com. Get out there, have a great weekend, and have fun creating some good photography this week.
The Social Photo Podcast is a production of Hockley Photography and socialphototalk.com. If you have questions or comments, drop us a note at podcast@socialphototalk.com.